So I'm going to take some of this paste and I'm going to spread it between the hot dogs as a kind of mortar because I don't want any air pockets in there. So just take it almost as if you're icing a cake and spread some of that in the crevasses. You think Gordon Ramsay ever cooks in jorts? No? Coward? All right. Now we're going to take this and we're going to fold it over. I'm going to try and smooth out those air pockets and get it into a perfect cylinder here. Absolutely gorgeous. This is really fantastic. I mean, it's such a fun brunch recipe for the kids. What kid doesn't love eating a large log of hot dog wrapped in pastry of suspect provenance? There you go. We have our perfect... Don't groan at this. This is beautiful. This is art. This is what you went to culinary school for. It's kind of... I feel bad now. You're doing great, man. You got a good job, you know? Now I'm going to take this beautiful bouche de chien chaud. And I'm just going to wrap this extra tight and then take the ends and give it a little whirly bird. There we go. Tuck that back. And here is our lovely hot dog log. All we're going to do is drop this into boiling water, splash all around your kitchen. I'm going to pop a lid on top of this pot.
Today is Wednesday, March 24th, 2021, and welcome to the Opochli Podcast Experience. Hope you guys are all having a good day today, and that's it for the podcast. I'm just kidding. I don't know why I was watching that other video, you know, gourmet hot dogs, I think it was, something like that. I forgot what that guy's channel is even called, but I guess it's a good time to plug my YouTube. Go check out my YouTube channel, Opochli, if you have it, and subscribe and like and comment. I would really appreciate it. Let's see. I'm so thirsty right now. Oh, man. I left my house and realized I forgot my mineral water. And I didn't want to go back inside because I had already started my car. And walked, you know, to my vehicle and whatnot. So, oh, man. I just feel... I don't know. I was kind of thinking of getting a fizz, a drink at Fizz. I went there the other day, and man, there's a lot of options. And I got some sort of pina colada, like Coca-Cola. And, you know, it was good, but I felt like I was going to have a heart attack after. You know, I don't know. So I was kind of thinking about, like, that. You know, maybe they have simple drinks as well, but... for some reason, I just wanted, like, a bubbly water, you know, like a mineral water or a tonic water. So, sparkling water. Shout out to, what's that drink called? Death Thirst, or... Man, I forgot what they're called, but... What's new today? Are people still investing in GameStop? It's dipping, you know, from what I've researched, you know, it's only bound, if you believe in the future of GameStop, if you believe in their ability to align their business model with the current culture, current climate, especially with the pandemic, and transform their business into a more e-commerce business, you know, where they can have these virtual, you know, that there's a lot of things that they can do in the online workspace. You know, they've already started selling video cards, you know, so it's going to be a one-stop shop for gamers. You know, gamers can go to GameStop, you know, like you would for fries, you know, like, I've never been to Fry's, but the concept was amazing to me. I Imagine if GameStop turned into the next Fry's, you know? And I think there's a lot of us that have nostalgia with GameStop, even though they've been a shittily run company for many years, you know? And, oh man, I remember thinking back then, because when I got my first Robinhood, you know how they give you a free share to sign up? That was the free share they gave me, and it was worth like $4.31. And I ended up selling because it early on, you know, like before the boom. But that was simply because I was trying, you know, like I was just messing around with the app. Like I didn't really want to invest money in it just because I always felt like the stock market was a fraud, you know. And lately I've been doing a lot of research. I've been given a lot of videos to watch. And, you know, it's all a facade, you know, there's all this fake stock circulating in the market, you know, and there's these big hedge funds, you know, who are basically colluding with the SEC, you know, and fucking over millions of people of their hard-earned money, of their pensions, their kids' schooling. And, you know, who is to stop them, you know? Well, I guess that's gorillas, you know? Silver on my hand. Wait, no. Diamonds on my hand, silver on my back. You guys know the gist of it. But anyways, I'm coming up to a chevron with Techron. And I am going to grab a drinky drink. So bear with me, fam. I will BRB. Alright, fam, we're back. Got me some quote unquote. Some quote-unquote mineral sparkling water. Getting back into traffic. Holy cow, I'm thirsty. Didn't even realize how thirsty I was until I got into my hot car. Shout out to Pellegrino. Trying out a new drink called the Mountain Dew Rise Energy Drink. It just appealed to me. The flavors and everything. I am their demographic, I guess. Old and fat and lazy. No, I'm just kidding. I did stay up for about, well, I couldn't sleep anyways. I had some sort of you know what they say, insomnia, something like that. Just too anxious to go to sleep, too restless, too much on my mind. Fuck. I just realized. I don't feel good today. I don't really want to go into the office, and it's one of those days that I'm kind of being forced to go. So, you know how that is. Whenever you are obligated to do something you're not really wanting or willing to do. And I get strong-armed into doing that a lot of the time at my company. It almost feels like they, you know, I should be appreciative. Because I'm a brown boy working in a white company. I don't know, that's the impression I get. But anyways, I'm really done with that company, man. Not GameStop. You know, I think that they're projected to be a great company for, you know, years to come. I you know, was gonna say, so I got a free stock, you know, and I sold it because I didn't really know what was going on. But, you know, if I was investing then the way I am now, before I started investing into GameStop, just because I really, honestly, like, I knew it was kind of going on. I thought the squeeze already happened, you know, and then I saw that people were still buying in at 40, 80, 120, you know, 180, 200. You know, I bought in at 215, 205, 180. So averaged in about 200. So, but do I feel like if I hold on to those stocks and don't sell long term, diamond hands, the value of that stock is going to increase $200? Yes, I do, just based on fundamentals and the value of the stock, right? Supply and demand. Now, if the infinite squeeze, you know, they came out with the 10K earnings report for GameStop yesterday, the earnings call was yesterday, and they said it in there, you know, that they expect for hedge funds, or not hedge funds, but these, you know, hedge fund managers or whatever, I forgot who exactly were the players involved, but they're going to have to pay a premium on that stock when they have to pay it back. Eventually, they're going to have to pay it back. So are you going to hold on to when they're all going to have to pay it back at the same time? Or are you going to sell off right now like they want you to, you know, so they can pay minimum, lose, you know, as little as possible? Because right now, it's just going to be a matter of time that, you know, they're effed, and this hole that they created comes bite them in the ass, right? So you could either, you know, get with the program and stay long term, and, you know, this hole that these rich bums got, you know, these fat cats got themselves into, they're gonna have to pay for it, you know, and we might be dumb monkeys, but together we make a mighty fag. And still one of my favorite Simpsons references, but I wish I had a little bit more money to invest, because right now it's, I think it was at 140, one something like that when I saw it, but it was a while back while being ready, so could have gone up by now, could have gone down, but you know, I'm obligated to go to work. So who knows when that launch pad price is going to go up? You know, by just I wish I would have bought in, you know, at $4, you know, at some insane low amount like a lot of these people were. And you know, if I was at my last job where, you know, I at least had a couple minutes in between my fucking work, so I can read, you know, Reddit every once in a while, I may be very rich right now. But I had to earn my dumb money, you know, for shekels on the dollar, and uninterrupted, like, you know, I don't have enough white privilege to get breaks in between, you know. And that's the fucked up part. There's a lot of times I've gone so many days without getting any breaks, just because it's so, like, busy, such a busy workload, that it's such a busy workload that, what was I even going with this? Well, yeah, so I don't have any time in between, you know, and there's plenty of work to go around. There isn't enough people staffed that want to do the work, you know, they want to milk time, they want to pick and choose. Yeah, they're getting their quota, but they're doing it at the expense of manipulating the system. They're not, you know, fully, their tickets have no gain, no weight to them. Just like all these fake stocks that the shorters, short sellers have created in the market. You know, there's real tickets, right? In terms of service desk, you know, computer or IT help desk tickets, you know. There's weights to certain amounts of them, you know. If there's a production impacting issue that means a company is losing money, you know, that's severity one, you know, top priority type of incident, you know, and there's a lot of weight to that. You know, if you close that, it could take a lot of time to close, but it's the most they're the most meaningful tickets, because ultimately they're the ones that are saving the company money, making the product more productive, and or the service. And lastly, you know, so I mean, my point is that you there's a lot of time, there's a lot more weight to those tickets, you know, working to those tickets. But what these assholes are doing is that they are basically just taking all the bitch work, scavenging for all the easy stuff. For example, shipping something out, and half the time they don't even do it right, because they don't even listen to what the customer wants. They just send whatever they have handy, whatever's more convenient, you know. And I've had to fix a lot of mistakes like that. Like, so annoying that, you know, I have to deal with shit that should have been resolved on the first try, you know, from someone else. You know, they've already had some interaction with my team, and my team let them down by for lack of a better term. But anyways, I'm here at work, and not really excited to start my day. I'm not really on time either. I don't really care. They don't really care if I'm early either. You know, they don't really take that into account. You know, they fucking pissed me off the other day. This fucking asshole comes up to me and he tells me he started picking, scavenging through, like, my easy tickets, right? Because I had a bunch, you know, and let me get, like, make it known, you know, like, if you want to help, the time to help isn't when you're, like, you need something for yourself. Oh, I'm not going to hit my quota, you know, so now they, like, all of a sudden they want to help, right? But it's like, when they're sitting in the queue unassigned, why don't they want to help there? Why don't they take the initiative there? Right? So then that fucking pissed me off the other day, just because anyways, I better just keep my mouth closed. I think there's people lurking around, and I'm here, and I have a loud voice that carries. But anyways, my point is that the time to help isn't, like, when you need something. It's, like, when the whole team needs something, you know, and take accountability, take some work for yourself, and eventually there will be less to go around for the entire team, you know. And pissed me off because he was scavenging through my easy tickets. I'm like, dude, fuck off. Like, I'm already, like, working through all of them. Like, go through your fucking puny list, you know. It's just so stupid. Like, instead of, they spend so much time trying to manipulate the system, they could just work a couple more, you know. Anyways, love you guys. Have a good one.